Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I keep hearing this time and time again where people are saying that nobody wants them. From the medical standpoint, patients are telling me I can't get a doctor to see me. No doctor wants to see me. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, you look like you'd probably be a pain in the butt. No, I could get a doctor. I'm fine. I'm very, very fortunate, thank God. But the average person out there says, I can't see a doctor. When I call in, they're like, sorry, nothing available till next January. Now, I don't know about you all. I'm Generation X. So I grew up in a world where the customer is always right, where you want customers. If you walk into a restaurant, you are greeted like, hi, how are you? Would you like to have a seat? If you walk by a store, there are people outside the store asking you to come in. You actually see that overseas. When you're overseas, there's store owners standing outside asking and inviting you in. But in America, things are different. Things are very different. And as a physician, I'm a little nervous because I am hearing time and time again that patients are not like customers anymore. Even customers, we're seeing this too, where you're not wanted. And in fact, there's a cherry picking going on. Remember we talked about yesterday DoorDash and Uber Eats and how many of the drivers are not going to take your order if they don't like the tip? Why should they? They're putting miles on their car, gas. If they don't like the tip, they're going to pick and choose. And so, you know, we're millennials and Gen Zs might not have really seen what Xs and boomers and traditionalists saw. But if you are a customer and you have money in your hand or an insurance card, you would think that somebody would be like, come on in. And the funny thing is before Obamacare, that's the way it was. I could call somebody and say, are you taking new patients? Their answer would be like, hell yeah. During Obamacare, they were like, how's their deductible? Because if they had a high deductible, insurance wouldn't pay, and oftentimes the patient didn't pay. They were in a recession. They lost jobs. Not a lot of repercussions if you skip out on your doctor's bill. But after that, I hear, no, you know what? Don't give me any more. I'm not taking any more. So what happened? Well, as I said, one was deductibles went up. And so if you have a high deductible, unless you're paying, you know, that visit up front, they are assuming you're going to skate on your bill. So they're looking, rather than you being a paying customer, a non-paying customer and being seen for free. Now, not everybody does that. A lot of you guys do pay your bills, but unfortunately, the average person doesn't. Number two is many of these medical providers went from, like, I had my own practice. I only got paid if I worked. So if I wanted to eat, I work. But a lot of now institutions are paying you salary. So a doctor is going to basically get paid whether they see you or not. And so same thing with a nurse practitioner, PA. So once you start paying people hourly or salary, there's a little less incentive. Now, still, there are many corporations will incentivize for the number of patients you see and things like that. But there's all these rules on time spent and ratings and all that, that every patient, you know, could now be a potential liability. If you take a new patient and that patient wants to sue you, what's the incentive? You know, I told you it was Friday night one night. And my office manager, nurse manager was with me, and somebody was banging on the glass. It was after hours, saying, please see me, please see me. So I'm like, are you okay with this? We'll pay overtime. No problem. We got her in. We saw her. Apparently she had a vaginal issue, severe itch, discharge. So I did some cultures. I gave her a cream. She said thank you. And then, you know, I said, look, follow back up. You know, when we get the results, et cetera. She never followed back up, but I got a call from an insurance company. I think it was United, and it was the fraud division. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, what's going on? This sounds really juicy. You know, who did fraud? They go, well, a patient is claiming that you never saw them, but you billed them for a gyne exam. And I'm like, before we get started, can you answer me one question? They're like, sure. Did you pay the LabCorp, for any vaginal cultures done that same day that were drawn, that were taken 5, 6 o'clock at night that, oh, you know what? We did. All right. Now begin. What do you want to ask me? Never mind. I mean, you know, to have somebody accuse you after doing that, after paying overtime, spending your Friday night with them to help them for them to say they never got an exam, you know, no wonder the average medical provider is like, I'll pass, I'll pass. So what do you do? What do you do if you are feeling like you are being blamed for everybody else's lack of ethics and rudeness and lack of payment? Well, oftentimes universities, you know, have fantastic doctors in training, but also fantastic attendings. So if you find yourself not able to get a provider, sometimes go and look at university clinics. Because oftentimes they do want the numbers and they do want patients. Telemedicine is, of course, out there to answer questions and to deal with minor issues. But a lot of times they could also refer and hopefully get you in with somebody. When I used to work at urgent care, I used to have a list of doctors who would take people on Monday or next day. So sometimes some urgent care facilities that are associated with a practice might be somebody that you could see. And then sometimes it might be easier to see a specialist. So for those of you that have diabetes and thyroid issues and you can't find a primary care provider, you might be able to get into an endocrinologist. Same thing, many of you go to a primary care provider for gynecological issues, you might be able to get in with a gynecologist. Same thing with some of gentlemen have prostate issues, testicular issues, erectile dysfunction. Sometimes you might be able to reach out to a urologist. Now, some insurances won't let you go straight to a specialist, but those are some options. But I hear you. We went from a customer is always right, a customer is king, to now, you know what? I'm going to pick and choose. And it's a pretty precarious position to be in when you're a patient. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a big thing that is coming up that we have continued to grapple with, but is going to be really, really bad this fall and winter, are our drug shortages. And people are wondering what the hell is the FDA doing about it. Well, I don't think it's that easy, and I don't want to necessarily defend the FDA, but I also don't want to criticize them when we have a problem that I think is a little bit bigger than many understand. So this drug shortage problem, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, right? You have more demand than supply. Okay? So let's take a look at the demand. First of all, all right, well, in the olden days, you would see a medical provider. Medical provider would recommend more natural ways to heal you. And if diet, exercise, you know, eating more vegetables, using aloe vera on a burn, using maybe some extra garlic, apple cider vinegar, or whatever, then they would go to a medicine. And the medicine was kind of the last resort. Well, medicines worked really well, and we were able to extend life expectancy. And we went from the average person living 40, 50, 60 years to now 80, 70, 80 years. And so lawyers have also come in and said, why are you recommending this when you have this? Right? Standard of care is you use this medicine or you do this. And as corporations got involved, as insurance companies got involved, as lawsuits started to knock out doctors for malpractice, we are not, as a medical profession, going to at all recommend anything but the best of the best. And as far as I'm concerned, any patient of mine deserves the best of the best. Right? Any student of mine deserves the best of the best teaching. I want to give the best of the best. Well, there has been a huge demand now for every time somebody gets a sore throat, they want an antibiotic. Parents are calling in saying, my kid has white spots all over their throat. They need an antibiotic. I go, send me that picture. Once we get a picture, we'll be able to send the medication. There's no white spots. People are learning to lie over the phone just to get the medication that they want. And because of Google, Internet, etc., people have become pseudo-doctors, pseudo-nurses, pseudo-microbiologists, pseudo-pharmacists. And they've come to teach themselves, and they go, this is what I need. And some of them may be correct, some of them may not be. So now, rather than doctor, what do you think I need? And then the doctor looks at what's going on epidemiologically, what there's access to in terms of medications, what the insurance covers, what supply looks like. Now people are coming in going, I want a Z-Pak. I want Viagra. I want Paxlovid. I want Cisplatin. Or they will come in not asking us for our opinions, but giving us their laundry list. Very nice gentleman calls up saying, I need a Z-Pak. I'm getting married and I think I'm getting sick. Well, maybe, you know, in the 90s, we used to give people Z-Packs, but we're not supposed to do that anymore because of supply issues and antibiotic resistance. And when I said, you know, this could be COVID, this could be something else, he got angry. And so the demand has changed. And then you have all these review platforms and doctor rating platforms where if people don't get what they want, they could rip you to pieces. And so now doctors feel blackmailed by, you know what, just give them what they want. So demand has increased because, one, people got what they wanted. Two, people are now demanding certain things rather than leaving it up to a medical professional to decide. And three, we also have more population now. We have thousands of people coming across the border, coming into our country every day. Right? Those are thousands of more people requiring medications. And so, you know, eventually whatever the companies have created, if we now move to supply, unless they are keeping up with the numbers, they're going to fall short. Now, are we being told the exact numbers of how much our population is growing? I mean, we might get census numbers every year, but I'm hearing from the border towns that they are overwhelmed. There are more people than they can handle. Well, if those individuals need medications, they give them the medications, all right, there's a faucet of supply that we're losing. We need to be able to tell pharmaceutical companies, look, this is how many people are coming in each day. This is how many people are being born. This is how many people are dying. If you think your 5 million doses is enough, you might need to step it up. Remember with Paxlovid, they got everybody so excited about Paxlovid, but then there wasn't enough. Same thing with the vaccines. Guys, we have this many doses. It's going to be mandated, but we don't have enough. Right, well, you know, and then once we finally got enough, people were done, tired of it. So your supply depends on accurate numbers. And if nobody's giving people accurate numbers of a population, that's a problem. The other thing, too, is the incentive of these pharmaceutical companies. Now, I don't know if you've been watching the news, but many pharmaceutical companies got spanked up one side the butt cheek and down the other when it came to pain medications. And they were sued for the opioid crisis, which, by the way, is still going on, and it's rising every single year. So despite the 2016 changes in terms of prescribing and the mass education and many doctors, including myself, are we out? We're back? Awesome. So they now have to decide what is going to be the least dangerous for them, liability-wise, and what's going to be the most productive. And they also have to make a profit. Now the government is going to be looking at ways to minimize the cost of medications. And we're hearing some pharmaceutical companies are pushing back, saying, well, then, if I'm not going to make money on the drug, I'm not going to make the drug. So if you look at the FDA database of our drug shortages, wow, cancer drugs, antibiotics, pain medications, ADD medications, we have medications all across the board in short supply. You have a rising demand, and you have a supply that's not being incentivized to expand. So, you know, the FDA, you know, can they regulate? What can they do? Well, whenever I see the government get involved, I don't really see things go well. I think they've been trying to figure out how to balance getting medications for people cheaper while at the same time increasing medications. Well, one mistake we've made is we have recruited pharmaceutical companies in other countries to make our drugs. So if you think things are bad now, wait till we go to war with China. I can't tell you how many of our generics are made in China or in India. Many of our generics also come from Mexico. So we need to have good relationships with these countries so we still get our medications, although I hope there's still oversight, especially if China does the same slipshod protocols as they did with the Wuhan lab and COVID. And so we have this dependency on, well, other countries are making our drugs and mass producing them. We are in dire straits if we don't get production in America increasing. And the only way to do that is incentivize. And so while medications, I think, are already exorbitantly high in America, and you could get them cheaper in Mexico, et cetera, the regulation and all the taxes and everything. A medicine is going to be more expensive to be made in America, so it's going to be more expensive for the patient. So we got to do something about our demand, and we have to do something about our supply. With demand, now that we have telemedicine allows people anywhere across the country to access a doctor in their home on a Christmas day in the middle of the night. It's a fantastic service. But a problem we're having again is this is what I want. And the doctors are just shelling it out. We keep getting alerts from the telemedicine company going, look, this isn't short supply. This isn't short supply. You know, think before you prescribe these medications because, you know, and there's guidelines. But when you have somebody that could be lying to you, you know, what do you do? So this FDA drug shortage is going to get worse. And what you need to do is talk to your medical provider about what flexibility you have in case a certain class of your medicine or brand of your medicine becomes unable to access. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Idalia has now reached hurricane status. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 1 storm packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour as it makes its way toward Florida. Former President Trump will be arraigned in his Georgia election interference case next week. President Biden said to be focused on issues impacting Americans, such as the Maui wildfires and the hurricane potentially about to hit Florida, not the impeachment inquiry by House Republicans. Most of the Earth experiencing the effects of climate change this summer. That's according to Marshall Shepard, the director of the Atmospheric Sciences for the University of Georgia. He tells the Augusta Chronicle at least 81% of the world's population was exposed to at least one day of heat, made at least three times more intense because of climate change. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so my name is Dahlia. There is a hurricane called Idalia. Now, Idalia, hey, has nothing to do with me, I swear. Okay? This is just a name. Remember when they come up with their names, it's not supposed to have anybody in mind. They even spell it differently than I do. Okay, my type of hurricane would be a lot more disorganized. Would probably steer to the right a little bit, right? Try to keep a neutral course, but sometimes wavers a little bit one way or the other. And would not at all mess with anybody's hair extensions, right? Or lash extensions. Because I get it. I would be a very, very nice hurricane if I was. But this hurricane, Idalia, not too nice. All right? It is strengthening to a Category 3 storm. 125 mile per hour, winds 15 foot surges, and this is something that could be very, very concerning. I have family where this will probably hit. They're in Tampa, Clearwater. So when they go, Dahlia's coming, like, oh man, not again. No, not Dahlia. I Dahlia. Oh, the hurricane? Okay, that's better to deal with than Dahlia coming into town. So my family is actually looking more forward to the hurricane than the real Dahlia, which is me. But the storm right now is still at a Category 1 with winds up to 85 miles per hour. A Category 1, you have to be at least 74 miles per hour. But forecasters are expecting it to become a Category 3 by the time it makes landfall. Keep in mind, with Hurricane Katrina in 2005, when it did the damage that it did, it made landfall as a Category 3. True, it was a 5 prior to hitting, but it made landfall as a 3. So Category 3, it can be very, very devastating. So the intensity is expected to reach 125 miles per hour by landfall. That's only about 5 miles per hour below Category 4 strength. They say the hurricane force winds will extend 15 miles outwards from the center. They say tropical storm force winds will extend outwards up to 160 miles. Landfall expected in the Big Bend area of Florida near Steinhatchee. Hope I pronounced that right. National Hurricane Center, according to Daily Mail, has warned that there will be a life-threatening storm surge of 10 to 12 feet across Tampa Bay and the Big Bend region of Florida. You see people standing there doing selfies. Southernmost point buoy that a lot of people like to take pictures at. You see the waves crashing, and of course people are taking pictures. I got to tell you, this whole selfie movement, it has really made people do some dangerous, stupid things. Sadly, you know, when you hear these individuals fall off mountains and on hiking trails, they're trying to take these pictures that look like, I mean, I even did. I was at, where was I? It wasn't Zion. I think I was in Sedona. And there's a very narrow rock that you could walk on. It looks a lot more narrow than it is, so I felt safe. But you're actually jetting out into a canyon on a rock to take pictures. And why? Because those are the pictures people want to see these days. But it's kind of dangerous. So, you know, I was a little scared of heights. Sadly, though, people are making, you know, their way around the whole selfie hotspots to take pictures of this, waving their arms, looking all excited. Please, for the love of God, be careful. So, right now, Idalia is located 270 miles south-southwest of Tampa, Florida, moving northward 14 miles an hour. NHS has warned that the storm surges will be higher than anticipated. We are expecting power outages. I think Florida governor has urged everybody to make sure that they charged up their phones. If they have electric cars, charge up your cars, because things could be pretty rough the next few days. Florida residents have left shelves empty as panic buying has been sweeping the state. There have been evacuations in place. Of course, people evacuating are still stopping to take some pictures. And this is something that we knew was kind of coming. You know, when you have the warm, warm water and peak hurricane season is August to September, even though hurricane season starts right before June ends, end of November. This is the time when the water is the warmest and we have a lot of storm activity, especially coming off West Africa. So at a press conference on Monday, DeSantis said it was going to be a major hurricane. He has left the campaign trail to get back. He actually has declared Florida Blood Donation Day for us. We have National Blood Donation Week starting Friday, and National Blood Donation Day is the 4th. And so DeSantis has also declared that to help us raise blood for Florida. Multiple other governors have, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So we're very, very grateful for the governors uniting for National Blood Donation Week that's coming up. But because of what's happening with Maui, what's happening with the hurricanes, and just in general, we have, look at the drug shortage we spoke about. We have a blood shortage, continually a blood shortage. We need as many blood units ready to go on the shelves as possible. So he's been back to work. He has urged residents to err on the side of caution, saying everybody needs to understand this is a significant event. He has declared a state of emergency in 46 counties ahead of the storm. The state has mobilized mobilize 5,500 National Guard members. He has also suspended tolls in several counties as he urged residents to finalize the storm. Well, that's a smart move because, you know, I'm not in Florida a lot, but I am in New York driving a lot as well as California, and these tolls suck. These tolls are ridiculous. And you do start to, there's apps that will tell you where and, you know, where to go to have fewer tolls. So suspending tolls is, I think, the smart thing to do in an emergency. So that's nice. I don't know if California did that, if California suspended any tolls when Hurricane Hillary came. That's interesting. Now, Hurricane Easy in 1950 and an unnamed hurricane in 1896 were the only others of that strength to make landfall in that area. They say Idalia will be one of only three Category 3 hurricanes to make landfall within 60 miles of Cedar Key. The last hurricane to make landfall in the region was 2016's Hermine, but that was a Category 1 storm. As I said before, the worst hurricane in U.S. history was the one that hit Galveston, Texas in 1900. 10,000 people died. Buildings, beach, the city was unrecognizable after that hurricane hit. I mean, we're assuming it was probably close to Category 5. In the 1900s, you didn't have, obviously, the tech that we do now, nor this 1896 hurricane that they're talking about. But a Category 3 hurricane hitting, again, to put it in perspective, very similar to Katrina. Even though Katrina was a 5 and downgraded to a 3, and this is upgrading to a 3, a Category 3 with its winds, about 125 miles per hour, can cause devastating damage. So if you can, leave, leave. Now, people always ask, what does my family do? I don't know if they're necessarily taking this one seriously. My family has kind of been in areas not right on the beach. Now, I'm not the type of family, we're not the type of family that has money for beachfront property, right? So we're usually more inland. I mean, me and my family, we're in Las Vegas. We can't afford living in California, so we're in Las Vegas. Okay? Then my parents were in Phoenix. We left L.A. because it was pretty expensive at the time. So we're more inland, not because we don't like the beach. We love the beach, just we can't afford the beach. So them being a little bit more inland, usually they seem to be more protected from a lot of the flooding and all that. So my family, and I got a lot of family out there, they don't usually evacuate, but with something like this, I've reached out to them, and they'll probably decide at the last minute. Usually my family, they prepare by, you know, getting some wine, right? Bringing the dogs in, right? Hunkering down, downloading some movies. But guys, this could be serious. It could be deadly. Be careful out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, and your emails at drdahlia.com. We have a contact page, contact us, or drdahlia@hotmail.com, and, of course, Twitter and Facebook, although I don't know if we call it Twitter, I guess X, we just call X now. You can reach out with your notes. Freddie writes, listening to you on KDON FM and love your new time. Hey, Freddie. He goes, can you give us advice on how to deal with the frustration of what they are doing to Trump and Republicans? He writes, everyone I know feels helpless, and they just keep battering Trump, who was the best president we ever had. He writes, what can we do? I almost can't watch the news anymore. So, you know, I speak about this. I know it's difficult. We've had multiple politicians that some of us have loved, some of us have hated. I have had patients come in very, very depressed when their candidate lost. And, you know, there's... it's not easy. And I think Trump's trial is set for the day before Super Tuesday in March. Oh, it's going to be a very dramatic year. It is not easy to watch the news. I get it. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, it's, you know, Democrats have to deal with Biden fumbling and, you know, not looking, you know, well and making gaffes and, you know, really needing to retire and spend time with his family as opposed to being our commander in chief. And so that's got to be very frustrating for Democrats to watch. Republicans seeing what's happening to Trump, seeing the, you know, fractionated GOP party, which, by the way, primaries always do that. That's, you know, primaries, it's kind of a process. There's a survival of the fittest. It's very, very frustrating for people. And, you know, we've spoken about the election and how frustrated people have been that they didn't get their mail-in ballot or they don't know if their ballot, you know, counted. It's a very, very chaotic time. Economy, education, the country's very polarized. Yeah, I grew up going, never talk about religion or politics because everybody will always argue and nobody will agree. And we just, you know, and I love talking about religion. I love learning about other people's religions. I love, I love talking politics. But, yeah, the stress, a lot of stress. And I see families break up because somebody's Democrat and somebody's Republican. So first and foremost, the advice I give everybody is it's just flipping politics. Now, I get they're making decisions that affect our pocketbook, our gas, our cars, our climate, our education, our church. I get that it's, but for the love of God, do not let any politician or narrative or media campaign destroy what is true in your life. What you have right now, if it's your health, if it's your loved ones, if it's your neighbors, if it's your community, if it's your home, don't let anybody screw with that. And it's very easy to get caught up in what's going on, and then people fight. And, you know, I don't understand, Dahlia, how I could be married to somebody who voted for Trump. Or I don't know how I could be, you know, married to somebody who voted for Biden. Didn't you marry them? When you got married, who was the president at the time? I don't know, Clinton, Bush, I don't know. And how involved, was politics a big part of your life then? No. So why did you fall in love with the person you're with? Well, we had a lot in common. So, you still have those things in common. Don't let politics be the only conversation. Now, I get if we want to dive into what's going on and not keep our head in the sand, it's some scary stuff. I get that. You know, there has to be, if you're in America, you want to know that there's equality. You want to know that the justice system is colorblind, is race blind, is party blind, and is neutral going in. And when you see one person hammered when the other side isn't, even though they're different accusations, it is very frustrating. And it is very scary. And I'm not saying for anybody to put their head in their sand, but what I'm saying is whatever that you have as a part of your life, that you love and you hold on to it. And don't let a Hillary Clinton or a Ted Cruz or destroy that for you. Politicians, the main job of a politician, the number one job of a politician is to stay in office. Then it's to help the American people and do all the other stuff. But a politician has to get elected and they have to stay in office. It's not keeping your family together. That's not their goal. And sometimes they get into office when people are polarized, when people are charged, when people think there's a crisis coming. Now, I think we do have multiple crises. I don't think there's a lot of lying there or embellishing there. But, I understand in the country like this, but then again, maybe my head was in the sand because I was in medical school and I had no time except maybe to look up from a patient to look at the TV and see O.J. Simpson, right, in his Ford Bronco. I don't really remember a lot of politics in the 90s and 2000s. I've been so busy. But now I'm very involved because I'm in the media. But I can tell you right now, I don't think I've ever seen a country this divided. And I don't think I've ever seen such ludicrousy in priorities. I mean, we're actually fighting over things that we have bigger fish to fry. We almost went into a civil war over abortion. I told you what the answer is. Just between the patient and the doctor, keep the federal government out, keep governments out of it. If a patient and a doctor have their own private discussion of the matter, keep the note. Don't make neighbors pay for it. Don't put our tax dollars towards it. You get everybody out of it. If a person is considering an abortion, which is a very, very serious decision to make, that's between them, the medical provider, and the father of the baby. But keep everybody else out of it. No, instead, this country almost went to war over this. I mean, Yeah, and I get it. Some people don't want their tax dollars going to something like that. Some people don't want the government interfering. So when the Fed said we're out, Roe v. Wade out, we are not allowed to comment one way or another. We cannot mandate it. We cannot unmandate it. We can't block abortion. We're out. Go to the states. The drama that we had prior to Roe v. Wade even blew up even more. But I'm of the thinking, keep government out of medicine, please, you know, as much as possible. So, we want to pick fights. I mean, I think the border can be solved fairly simply with a wall, with increasing border agents, with having a proper immigration process. I think our economy can be dealt with smartly. Quit printing money. I think our climate could be dealt with a little bit more smartly. Can we build our levees, build up our infrastructure, protect against some of these catastrophes that have happened throughout the dawn of time? Rather than going, well, we need to fund these other companies and we need to, people look at politics as a money grab. And yes, it is frustrating. And I don't want to give you the advice of don't watch the news. I think you do need to be informed. But just take a break from it and don't let it mess with your life. Because that's what it's designed to do. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.